Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You found Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. A deep dive on one player in just 5 to 10 minutes. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
It's Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. Paul Charchian and Tyler Canabley with you. Super excited about today's subject.
Yeah, you like a little Deontay Johnson?
I'm super excited about tomorrow's player. Today's player is a little less exciting. Deontay Johnson, hard to muster a ton of enthusiasm here. Even by wide receiver one standards, there's only a couple of guys I think I'm less interested in than Deontay Johnson for a team's number one wide receiver. But let's play it out. Let's do a deep dive on him. Find out what we like, what we don't like.
All right, let's do it. Finished as the wide receiver 28 last season in total points. Was the wide receiver 43 though in average points per game?
Yeah,
so one of those beneficiaries who his stats are a little inflated. You just look at the points because he played, I think, in all 17 games, which is great from an injury standpoint, but didn't do much in those games. He's currently going off the board as wide receiver 36. And the big thing with Deontay Johnson was he had zero touchdowns last season,
which obviously he's never been a big touchdown guy, but.
Yeah.
Obviously, he'll score more than zero next year.
This is the one guy the regression bros love.
Oh, I bet.
Everyone who talks about he's due for regression, standard deviation, whatever those fancy words
regression
are. Regression
to the mean, yes.
Yeah, regression. Yes. That's what I was looking for.
Yes. So I think there's probably some people just look at, well, he's a big part of this offense. The ball gets in his hands a lot, and eventually good things will happen would be the thinking, right?
Yeah, that's definitely the thinking. And the case to, like you said, going off that, the case to make for Deontay was he finished sixth in targets last season, which,
yes,
considering he finished as
wide receiver 36 or whatever. No,
wide receiver 43 in average 40. Points per game.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense for me.
And zero efficiency with all those targets. Yes.
He was also number 9 in routes run, number 10 in red zone targets, no touchdowns. And he was number 2 with an unrealized air yard. So
unrealized air yard?
So it takes your air yards, which is the yards traveled the ball in the air to, like, when you on a target. So he had 1,500 air yards.
Okay.
And they subtract it from his actual receiving yards. So basically on targeted balls, so like Kyle Pitts has a really high air yard stat because he was targeted on a lot of balls like deep down the field,
but he didn't catch him.
He didn't catch him because Marcus Mariota is not good.
Yeah, well, that's a problem here too because
exactly.
Kenny Pickett also does not look like an NFL starter.
So he had 872 unrealized air yards. So it's pretty much just how many yards he could have got.
Yes,
is pretty much the stat.
Had the balls been thrown accurately, maybe the coverage wasn't as good.
Yep.
Had he caught all the balls that he could have, he would have had 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the case is that maybe he catches more balls for a little bit more yards and
okay.
whatever.
Got
but
it, got
as
it.
We noted, The efficiency is just is not there. So his A dot, his average depth of target, he was number 53 among wide receivers.
That's bad. That is a killer for wide receivers. Yep. When you're catching the ball at and around the line of scrimmage, you are not a fantasy factor.
Yep. Yards after catch, number 47. And he played 17 games. That isn't a yards per like per catch or per attempt.
Full season.
Just total amount of yards. And he
Deontay Johnson
47.
Doesn't break tackles. He's not elusive. Yep. He does not make people miss. He's not a yak guy.
He was number 52 in yards per route run, and he was number 83 in contested catch rate. He also had 9 drops. Good for second most.
You know, I feel like what we're really doing here is we're making a case for a breakout season for George Pickens. Is what we're doing here is what I feel like this is headed. Kenny Pickett is a problem. To my eyes, he is a backup grade starter who was taken in the first round 2 drafts ago out of just sheer desperation when the team had to find a starter and to replace Ben Roethlisberger. You know, he gave us 12 starts last year. Kenny Pickett did. He had 7 touchdowns in 12 starts. He never had 2 touchdowns in a single game out of 12 starts. No explosiveness. No downfield explosiveness whatsoever from Kenny Pickett. Now, it's year 2. He'll be better. But, hopefully, man, I just didn't see the traits. So, you know what you're looking for in a rookie quarterback? Even if it doesn't materialize in the box scores, you want to see some special throws that make people go, man, if he can expand on that trait, he's going to really do something in the NFL. I didn't see anything that I could hitch my wagon to with Kenny Pickett that makes me go, wow, year 2, he's going to be a lot better because he's going to get better at this part of his game. And I think that's going to take down Deontay Johnson as well, to get back to Deontay Johnson. I don't think that helps here either.
I agree. And it's just, you mentioned the change. What is going to change this year where Deontay Johnson just propels into this next tier of guys?
Yeah.
It's the same. He has the same OC that literally, I think every Steelers fan absolutely hates in Matt Canada.
They do hate him.
I've heard everything. Because Steelers fans are big on Twitter. They love Twitter. And it's just Matt Canada slander every single game. It's just not good. George Pickens, we mentioned it, probably going to be more involved this year, considering it was his rookie year last year.
Yep.
He's going to be more involved this year.
And they got to know. I mean, you're the coaching staff of the Steelers. You're Matt Canada. You go back, you watch your tape of last year. You go, why were we throwing all those balls to a guy who does nothing with them? We got to change this up. I think they're going to learn some lessons from this. And I walked away from this Deontay Johnson exercise more enthusiastic about George Pickens, honestly.
Yeah. And Allen Robinson's also in town, which, I mean, I know we saw last season.
That's a disaster.
I know we saw last 2 seasons, but it's just another, it's at least another name. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's good for Deontay Johnson.
Yes.
It also feels like Pat Freiermuth, so just in terms of red zone goal line options, because people are talking about the touchdowns are going to go up.
Yeah.
But all these guys I would take just on the goal line, they're all more red zone threats than Deontay Johnson. We got Pat Freiermuth, big red zone.
For sure. Got already carved that out in 2 years.
Najee Harris, George Pickens, and even if they use if Darnell Washington gets established in this offense, he's a better red zone guy than Deontay Johnson is too. So I
totally agree. There's not a lot to like here.
So the question I'm asking is, what am I missing? Why is he going at wide receiver?
I know the regression guys 36. Love him, but I'm out on Deontay Johnson. We know who he is, and there's zero upside for this. The only format where Deontay Johnson makes any sense to me is a guillotine league.
Yeah.
And only early in the season. Because in your guillotine league, you're just looking for guys who don't give you dud games. Deontay Johnson is always catching 4 or 5 balls, 6 balls, 7 balls. Doesn't do anything with them, so it's like 60 yards. But 5 catches, 60 yards is an 11-point PPR game, and that's good enough to get me not cut. Mm-hmm. So the only format where I feel like Deontay Johnson helps me is an early season guillotine league where I'm going to get the sure catches and the sure usage, assuming that they do keep going back to him at this level. But otherwise, I'm out on this guy.
Yep.
By the way, play your guillotine leagues at guillotineleagues.com. Private leagues, public leagues, however you like to play your guillotine league. We've got a bunch of different styles, options for your private league, or you can join a public contest as well. Play with others, win some prizes. Okay, let's play the ADP game. It's going off at wide receiver 36, and I can already tell you, not even looking at the list, I already like everybody else better.
All right, yeah. So are we still going to go through it?
Sure, let's do it.
Mike Evans, wide receiver 34.
Yeah, and this is down. Is you've never been able to get Mike Evans any cheap as cheaply as this, and I feel like they've he's actually a buy at wide receiver 36. So I'm taking Evans for sure. I get touchdown upside if nothing else.
Yeah, Jordan Addison, wide receiver 35.
Yeah, I'll bank on the rookie being an instant splash in Minnesota.
Yeah, Adam Thielen had the second most routes ran last season too, and he's seemingly just going to step right into that role.
Yeah, he is going to step into that role.
Yep. I'm with it. Yeah, I'm taking every guy over Deontay Johnson. But let's go through it. Kadarius Toney, wide receiver 37.
Right. So Kadarius Toney has done nothing in his career to deserve to be wide receiver 37. But right now, he is the go-to wide receiver on a Patrick Mahomes-led offense. Now, in the past, that hasn't always meant anything. Look at last year. Juju Smith-Schuster, I guess, was the go-to guy. He was not even startable for half of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, half his games were just dud games. So, but Kadarius Toney can be electric after the catch, and so I'll take Kadarius Toney and just hope he stays healthy for two-thirds of the season.
Yeah, and just all these guys, there's even more upside, too. Like, yeah, I think Kadarius Toney might have a lower floor than Deontay Johnson, but way more upside.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, agreed.
All right, Treylon Burks, wide receiver 38.
Hopefully better in year two. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year was a disaster. Hopefully this will be better.
Yep.
I'll bank on a year two receiver over Deontay Johnson.
Yep.
It's cruel. We're down. This is a tough game. We're not here to make friends, Tyler.
Yeah, definitely not.
Thank you for listening to Fantasy Football Weekly. Back tomorrow with more and a much more compelling wide receiver, a guy I love buying low on this season. Coming up tomorrow in Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. We will talk to you then, everybody. Bye-bye.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.